This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An attacker fatally knifed several people in a Sydney mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre. Rhys Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby wing taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Israel Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a statement released by the Israeli army on Saturday that Iran would bear consequences for any escalation in the region.
Iran will bear the consequences for choosing to escalate the situation any further. Israel is on high alert. We have increased our readiness to protect Israel from further Iranian aggression. We are also prepared to respond. The Israel Defense Forces prepared for all scenarios, and we will take the necessary steps, together with our allies, to protect the people of Israel.
The statement was sent after the statement was made in reference to the seizure of a vessel between the United Arab Emirates and Iran. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A video seen by the Associated Press shows commandos raiding a ship near the Strait of Hormuz from a helicopter. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A Middle East defense official attributed the attack to Iran amid wider tensions between Tehran and the West. The video showed the attack earlier reported by the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations. It had offered no details about the boarding in the Gulf of Oman off an Emirati port city. The defense official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, shared the video with the AP. Though the AP could not immediately verify it, it corresponded to known details of the boarding. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official has reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader Kim Jong-un in the capital of Pyongyang. The visit by Chao Lei-ji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy and heads the ceremonial parliament, comes as tensions are again on the rise as North Korea test fires missile launches to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the United States. The Xizhou News Agency reported that Chao told Kim at their Saturday meeting that China, the North's most important source of economic aid and diplomatic support, looked forward to further developing ties, but made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula. Thousands continue to flee Myanmar to Thailand after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Maesu has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid. I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade, while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Pakistani police are searching for gunmen who killed nine people after abducting them from a bus on a highway in the country's southwest. The abduction took place Friday in Balochistan province, which has long been the scene of a separatist insurgency. Police say the gunmen stopped the bus, went through the passengers' ID cards, and took nine people with them. Police later recovered the bodies under a bridge. Police said the gunmen had earlier opened fire at a vehicle that failed to stop for their blockade, killing two people. Abductions are rare in Balochistan, where militants usually target security forces or infrastructure. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.